Hello again, everyone. This is Howard Cosell. Speaking of sports, very often a final score doesn't tell the whole sports story. I know, because I talk with players, managers, and coaches to find out what's really going on. You'll get the inside story with me.
Just like the great broadcasting and podcasting from Big J, D, and Lippo.
Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. And welcome to the Jabbercast, show number 15 for the week of
December 25th, 2006. I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
Okay, you might notice that we have a little ambience here in the Easy
Mac. A little ambience and a lot of
Who
ambience.
Are all these people in your house, Jeff?
Yeah, my house. Welcome to my house. Welcome to my home.
It's the house that Father Moss built.
The Father Moss?
Father Moss.
Is that who built this?
He was the guy behind it way back in 19...
Okay, and this house is what?
It's the Belle River community. Well, actually, it's the Lakeshore
the
community.
The Belle River
Center.
Community center, arena, library,
yeah, there's a
restaurant,
library.
Skate sharpening house.
Yeah, it has all that there, yeah.
There's everything in here, I think.
Oh.
Man down.
Sorry about that. I'm kind of interested in the game that's going on here. So what are we doing here? Actually, we're at the Lakeshore Community Center this week because we're doing our show on Hockey Moms.
That's right. And this week, our actual Sunday programming was cut a little short because we had audio problems when we actually taped the show last
yes.
week. Technical problem that we had.
That's
and,
right.
We couldn't actually air that show, so we had a little apology program.
That's right. It was a great show, too. It's because this
it
one's going to be
show.
Just
this
as good, maybe
right
even
too, yeah.
better. This one's going to be better because we're actually going to ask the people their names. Actually, we had a whole bunch of people who talked to us, and they don't even know who it is. So
yeah, that way you'll know who we're talking to.
That's right, when they
and
actually listen to the show.
We're on location. So we're on location at the arena.
Yep.
During
this is a Christmas tournament that this arena holds every year. It's the Adams, Pee-wees, and the Bantams. They have a yearly Christmas tournament, and there's teams from Windsor, Tecumseh, and Chatham, I think. There might be a Tilbury team in here as well.
And do you know the names of the two teams that are playing, or
oh, right
at
now,
least one of them?
Right now, it's all house league. Okay. It's a house league tournament, but it's house leagues from other towns, you know what I mean?
Right.
So right now, my son's playing. He's a house league for Belle River here. And this is a house league from Tecumseh. They're the local...
So they're playing Tecumseh. Tecumseh's playing Belle River.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They're the Remax dudes. We have no sponsors. We had to buy all our own crap. I'm serious.
We have no sponsors either.
Yeah, we got to work on that.
We have to buy all our own stuff here.
That's right. We got.
What's up with that?
We got to get working on that.
So if we have any potential sponsors listening, get in touch with us.
Yeah,
you can do that at thejabbercast.com.
At thejabbercast.com.
Email us at hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. And, of course, everybody can get in touch with us at Showtime.
Normally.
10:30 a.m. Yeah. Normally, 10:30 a.m. Sunday mornings from AIM, iChat, Skype.
But the best way to get a hold
MSN.
Of us... Go to the website, thejabbercast.com, click on the show links, or not the show links, but the schedules link.
Contact page.
Is it the contact
page? Contact
page. I'm sorry,
yeah.
It's the contact page. Go to the contact page, and right there's a little My Chingo thing. Push the
a little
button.
Recorder there, yeah.
Yeah, record it, and we'll get your message right away.
Yeah, send us a show idea, send us any topic of discussion, send us a jabber quote, send us anything you want to send us.
Yeah, sure.
Send us a hello, we'll play it on the air.
Send us nude pictures. No, just kidding.
Yeah, over an audio chat thing. That'd be something. That's some new technology coming out there. Looks like we got some more teams coming in here. What that looks like, I don't know what that is, but...
Oh, it's a different colored team. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, that's
okay.
What I'm saying.
Okay, sorry. I seen a blonde walk in here, and...
So let's get underway and go talk to some hockey moms here.
Let's go do it! Can we just have your name? Just your first name is fine.
Kim.
Kim. Great name. My wife's name is Kim. We're doing a radio show. Yeah.
Hey, there you go. You got it running?
Yeah.
What do you think of check?
Dangerous.
What's dangerous about checking?
Pardon?
What's dangerous about it?
We could get hurt out there. They're just babies.
But are they allowed to check like they were?
You can't touch a guy unless he has the puck.
They're checking.
Or they can check.
Oh, yeah, we're checking here.
Okay.
But you got to have the puck, and they're really stringent about it.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and I guess that's it. And you don't like checking at all.
Like they're from Tecumseh, so they're not used to checking.
Why, they don't have checking in Tecumseh?
Yeah, there's no checking.
That's crazy.
Interesting, eh? No.
I could say something really derogatory, so like those wusses or something, but I'm not going to say that.
They're not even interested in playing hockey right now. They just want to check out there.
They just want to check because they can. Kill!
That's funny. How many kids do you have that play?
Just one.
Okay. And you have kids that play as well?
Are you grandma?
She shook her head no. A hockey grandma?
Well, yeah, it's probably, is this your daughter probably? Daughter-in-law, see? Oh,
okay.
See? Ah. Do you know more about hockey than your daughter-in-law?
Do you watch pro hockey at all?
No.
Okay.
What about you? Do you watch pro hockey?
Yeah. A bit. I'm not an avid fan, but I watch a bit.
Do you have a favorite team?
Detroit, of course.
Of course. Well, that's not true because I was talking to a hockey grandma and she said Toronto.
It's Toronto, of course. Yeah. You would say who?
Montreal.
There you go.
Actually, I worked with Kyle Wellwood's mother, so I'm kind of starting to really watch the Maple Leafs.
Yeah.
And who does Kyle play for?
Toronto Maple Leafs.
But he used to be
Spitfires.
Yay, go Spitfires. Windsor Spitfires.
Are you a hockey player? Is he a hockey player? You play hockey?
Do you play hockey, huh?
Yeah. I play it at another arena.
And are you an Adam?
What?
Are you an Adam? An Adam Lee?
I don't know what the Adam Lee means.
How old are you?
What? I'm 7 years old.
Yeah, you'd be an Adams, yeah? You're going to go in Pee Wee next year. Did you win your last game?
What?
Did you win your last game?
I didn't win today. I had two games.
And do you live in Windsor? Or do you live in Tecumseh?
Windsor.
You live in Windsor. Okay, and what's your name?
Sweetie. My name is Sean.
What position? What position you play?
What?
What position do you play?
The blue team.
No, like, do you play defense or offense, or do you guys have positions?
He does play, right?
I always switch one.
Oh, he always switches.
What's that? Oh, switch around, eh? You score
around.
Any goals ever? You ever score any goals? You score?
Sometimes.
Yeah?
Yeah, sometimes.
So keep up the good work, buddy.
Yeah, keep it up. He seemed, like, really outgoing. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah.
And then we talked to him, and he's, like, he's all kind of shy. Thanks a lot.
Well, I appreciate your time. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Kim.
Thanks.
Hi there. We're doing a little internet radio program, and it's about hockey moms, hockey parents, hockey grandparents.
I'm a grandma.
You're a hockey grandma?
Hockey grandma.
And do you have a grandson playing right now?
Mm-hmm. Johnny Murillo.
And what's your name?
Luann.
And how long has he been playing?
Sorry?
How long has he been playing?
Oh, heavens. 5 years.
And you're his dad?
Yeah.
And what position does he play?
Center, usually. I think he's left wing right now.
Left wing right now. And you guys are from where? Tecumseh?
No, Windsor. No.
Is it from Windsor?
From Windsor.
Windsor, yeah. Oh, it's from Stony Point. Point that ush. I see.
Do you have more kids that play hockey as well, or just one? Yeah. What do you think about girls playing junior hockey?
It's fine with me.
Yeah?
He had girls on his team. Johnny had girls on his team when he was younger.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That's just a new thing to me. I just, when I played, it didn't exist.
No, girls weren't allowed.
No.
No.
I don't think they ever wanted to play hockey at the time. I don't know.
There's a lot of things women probably wanted to do that they...
I suppose.
Never had the opportunity unless some women came around and decided they were equal and said, hey,
yeah,
I'm equal.
And they are.
Of course they are.
Yeah. As far as packing up the kids and taking them to the games and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah?
That's got to be like a big chore.
It's a pain in the neck.
Especially when if the parents have kids that play baseball, too, and soccer and everything. Does he play in more sports? Or?
No, just his hockey.
Okay, so it gets pretty busy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know that as
I
well.
I would know that, yeah. I got two kids playing.
We'll get into you later. We appreciate your time. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks
a lot.
Hi, we're doing an internet radio program, and we're doing it on Hockey Moms. We wonder if we could just ask you a few questions.
Okay.
What's your name?
Eva.
And you?
Geraldine.
Okay. You both have kids playing, or?
I do. I got some.
Okay. And just one, you have one child that plays hockey?
Yeah, right now.
Oh, is somebody else going to be playing?
No, not right here. Out in Oakville. I've got another one's gone to another tournament in Oakville right now.
Oh, okay.
He's on a travel team?
Yeah.
And it's boys, no girls?
All boys.
All boys. There's more than two then?
I got three boys.
And they're all playing hockey?
They're all playing hockey.
Is it something that they want to do, or did you want them to play in a sport when they first started? Or?
Well, we want them to be into sports, but now they're old enough, it's their decision to play.
So it wouldn't bother you if they didn't want to play anymore or anything?
Nope. This one here did play travel. He gave it up this year to play football and soccer and that kind of stuff. He wanted to play more sports.
I know a lot of the rules have changed even in the junior hockey, but are there things that changed in travel hockey? Because I seem to be talking to someone. My wife was talking to somebody who has a son that plays travel hockey, and she seemed really adamant about some of the things that are going on now in travel hockey. I don't know. Is that any difference than that has been?
The checking has changed. The checking's changed.
Okay, so a lot of the rules then?
A lot of the different rules, yeah.
And what do you think of those rules?
Well, the kids are now used to it. It's less dangerous. It's still fast enough. It's still exciting enough for me.
And are those rules apply no matter where they go, or is it like somebody said that in Tecumseh they can't check and here they can?
Well, in Tecumseh there is no checking, but that's for house league. For trap hockey, they still check.
Right. Oh, travel hockey, they do still check?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In Bell River House Leagues, they check. So the house leagues take on their own rules. They can have whatever rules they want to put in place. But for the most part, there's a general overall leniency is taken away. There's no leniency.
So is there no checking at all here? Oh, here there's checking.
Here there is checking.
Some places there aren't. So
some house leagues, there's no checking. You know what I think it is? It's the percentage of...
Do some of those smaller rules still apply, like not hitting somebody when they have the puck? Is that everywhere?
That's a general overall thing.
So some of the rules are general. Some are you make as you go. And
if you're
travel hockey's different.
That's right. Well, travel hockey... Bell River is taking on most of the travel hockey... travel hockey is taking on... Or Bell River is taking on most of the travel hockey rules. Actually, yeah. So,
what about as far as packing the kids up and or having to travel or having to spend your morning doing taking off for sport? Do they play other sports as well or just hockey?
Yeah, and lots of sports.
So football. So your weekends are probably pretty busy running around sports wise. And
she's unbuttoning her shirt.
She got it's got to be a logo on there or something. Okay,
she's.
Yeah.
Well, she's a LaSore football. LaSore, of course, is a high school here in the...
A sore football mom or LaSore? Okay. Some sore from running around and... Oh.
We were in quarterfinals. That's pretty good for that small little high school. We had a great coach.
Sure. Yeah, that is very good.
Steve Aworski's the coach. Very good.
Who is it?
Steve Aworski.
Because I know that St. Anne's doesn't have a very good football team.
Right.
I know St. Anne's doesn't have a very good football team, and they are also a very small school.
St. Anne's High School?
Yeah.
Has a very good, strong football team.
Is that right? Well, I just read a thing in the paper that...
Well, they didn't do as well this year, but last year they did really well.
So they must have got rid of some of their seniors.
So back at the packing the kids up and running them around early in the mornings for practices and all that stuff, does it get pretty hectic?
They're all teenagers now, so it's no problem for us anymore. But it used to be a pain, yes.
I guess you don't have to fight with them as much now to get their stuff together and get ready. And okay.
Do anything anymore. They just, they're on the go on their own.
And do you follow hockey?
Not really, but since he's my godson and I live in Bell River, I told my sister, let me know and I'll come and watch him.
That's nice.
Yeah. Yes.
We appreciate your time.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thanks. Hi, we're doing an internet radio show on Hockey Moms. We just wonder if we can ask you a few questions.
I'm just watching my nephew.
Oh, it's your nephew. Okay. And what's your name?
Debbie.
Okay. And it's just one nephew that you have play hockey?
Yep. 14 on the blue team.
14 on blue.
It's on the dark blue.
So did you bring him here? Blue. Oh, there's the Hockey Moms down there.
Okay.
You know, she looks really... What's her name?
We'll talk to the Hockey Mom.
Monica.
It is Monica.
You're on Candid Camera. No.
You went to St. Clair College? And you look really familiar.
Yeah.
Mike LaPlante.
Yes. You're in my advertising
course. Advertising, that's what it was. I don't know if you're like in journalism or something. We're doing a little internet radio thing here. And we're just asking some hockey parents some questions.
Okay.
Not just general questions. So this is Monica.
This is Monica, okay.
And what is this your husband here? That's your husband here.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
So how many kids you got playing?
Two kids.
And how old are they?
15 and 13.
So they're both in Bantam?
No, I just have one playing, the 13-year-old.
Oh, one plays. You have two kids, one plays.
Yeah, two kids, one plays.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's
one.
How many kids you have playing hockey, I see. Yeah. Did the 15-year-old play hockey?
Yes, he did. Then he skates skateboards.
Skateboard? Is he a professional skateboarder?
Oh, yeah, he's on the road. No. I'm retired, yeah. We're making millions now.
And where do you invest your money? No, I'm just kidding.
How do you find, time-wise, packing your son up to go play hockey? Has it become a big chore at all, or is it busy?
No, he's pretty independent now, so he pretty much gets it ready and just lets us know when we need to go.
Yeah, I guess when they're younger, it's a little harder, but some of the hockey moms that have kids playing now say that it's a little bit easier now. Does he play other sports as well?
Yeah, he does snowboarding, basketball, skateboarding.
Okay. No other team sports like baseball, soccer on team-wise? Okay.
And how long has he been playing hockey?
He's been playing hockey for about 7 or 8 years.
Okay, so he's been at it for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. And is it going to bum you out if he decides to quit, though?
A little bit.
Yeah?
Yep.
Do you like
we were disappointed when our older son decided to stop playing.
Do you like the arena?
Love the arena. I love hockey.
Awesome.
Do you watch pro hockey?
Yeah, I was going to ask that.
I watched Team Canada beat USA today.
That was awesome.
It was beautiful.
They're doing
and
good.
And I like NHL.
So what do you think of the new rules?
I don't mind them.
You don't think it changes hockey at all?
Pardon me?
You don't think it changes the game at all?
No, I think it's better. At first, I didn't like the 4-on-4 and the shootouts. Especially since I'm a Maple Leaf fan and we can't seem to get the shootouts together.
Right.
But I don't mind them.
Okay, and what does your son think of the, whatever you want to call, lighter play or not as physical play, I guess?
You find it something hard for them to get used to?
I don't know. It's hard because he's smaller, so when it's really physical like this, it's harder for him.
Okay. Appreciate your time. Thank you very much. We're doing an online radio show. The show's on Hockey Moms this week. How many kids do you have playing?
Three.
That's pretty good. And what's your name?
Lisa.
And they're all playing. What level are they all at? Are they different levels? And
novice, Pee Wee, and Bantam.
Novice, Pee Wee, and Bantam. So you have a daughter that plays too, then? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's on travel?
Travel team. Yeah. You going to be an NHL star one day? You want to play pro hockey? Today, how many goals did you get today?
Oh, we got a shy hockey. He might be a good hockey player, but he's kind of shy.
He won't be when all the cameras start coming around, TV cameras.
That's right. Yeah. He'll be another Ty Domi kind of guy.
Is it, as a hockey mom, is it busy packing the kids all up and loading up all their stuff and taking them to the games and practices?
It's very busy. We are like a chauffeur. We go back and forth.
Yeah. And it's funny, your kids are a little younger. Or at least a couple of them are, and we're finding that a lot of the hockey moms, the kids are older, they're getting their stuff together themselves, and they're a little more independent, so it's probably a little easier than with the younger kids.
Yes, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
What about your older son? Does he think he's NHL material?
Does he think he is? I don't think he thinks he is.
So he has no aspirations for that. Okay, and what about you?
Do I think he is?
Or any of your kids?
I think my youngest is.
So your oldest, when he was this young, was he playing?
Yeah, he was, yeah.
And you noticed the difference in the talent-wise when he was at...
Yeah, he's got a lot of drive, my youngest.
And does he follow NHL? Do you have a favorite NHL team?
Montreal.
The Canadiens, awesome. And why do you like the Canadiens? I just thought maybe it was some special player. Is there some favorite player you have on the Canadiens? No?
Favorite hockey player?
Who's your favorite player on the Canadiens?
Saka Koivu.
So was it your kids' idea to play hockey, or did you want them to be involved in a sport to start?
They wanted to.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. And then I was just going to say, did the younger ones want to kind of follow suit with the older, or did they?
Yeah.
Looking up to the older sibling and want to play hockey?
So does your daughter play anything else?
She plays baseball. They all play baseball.
And the kids too?
They all play baseball too.
Okay, they all play.
The father's a baseball nut.
Okay. Dad's a fan of baseball.
Dad's a baseball
fan. Fan of baseball.
And does Dad have a favorite hockey team?
At the moment, no, because, well, I guess Colorado would be my favorite right now. I got to follow Joel Quenneville. He was my old neighbor there in Riverside, so I'm rooting for the neighbor.
That's a good reason, sure. If you know somebody who's on the team.
Did he say he went? What about Riverside?
He, a neighbor of his when he was living in Riverside is on Colorado right now.
She's next down here. This has the website address on it. The show will be up tomorrow.
Thank you. Thanks. Thank you very much.
Appreciate your time. Gang up on you like this. We're doing an internet radio show. It's called The Jabbercast. And this week the show's on hockey moms. So we just want to talk to some hockey moms and see what it's all about. Their kids playing hockey and rule changes in hockey and the packing up of the kids and bringing them to play hockey and those sorts of things. So what's your name?
My name's Kathy.
How many kids do you have that play?
Right now I only have one that plays, but I have one who's a manager and one who's a helper.
Okay.
All on the same team.
So did they play hockey as well?
The one did. My oldest son did.
Your son that's playing now, was it his idea to play hockey or did he kind of follow suit? It's a older son that played before, right?
Well, we have four sons, so only our oldest one played and our youngest one's playing. And yeah, okay. He wants to play.
Yeah. Did you want them to play a sport, though, of some kind when they were?
Yeah.
Did they play anything else as well? Or?
They used to play baseball, mm-hmm. but now they're more umpires and coaches.
Oh, they like to move up in the game and
They stick with the game. They don't play, but they stick with the game.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
We have a daughter that's big into sports. She does track and field and cross country and
school sports.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do any of your kids have kids who play sports?
Oh, what are you saying,
I don't
Mike?
Have any kids?
That's terrible of you.
I don't know.
Uh-oh. That's more information we need to know.
More information.
I don't think we had a mic.
There's nothing wrong with being a grandparent. I know people way younger than me.
I'm a grandfather.
There you go.
No, I'm just kidding.
I was gonna say, your dog have puppies or what?
You think your son's good enough to make a pro, or would he want to do that? Does he think he's good enough?
No, house league is about his speed.
You just, it's more for fun.
Yeah, exactly.
And about the packing up your son and getting to his practices and the games, is it busy?
That's Dad's job. Buying the skates, getting the equipment. Oh, yeah, that's Dad's job.
Okay, the fringe benefit is you're come and watch the game.
That's about it.
And do you really enjoy it?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Do you follow pro hockey?
We're watching the juniors right now. Canada beat the U.S. today. Go Canada.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. And NHL, who's your favorite team?
I guess I'd have to say the Wings.
Oh, the Red Wings are your favorite team? Oh, is it? Okay. I thought maybe the way you look back at
the Montreal games.
A lot of Canadian fans here today.
A lot of Canadian fans, sure.
But we don't get many Canadian games that we get to see, so... Then it's Detroit, and then it's Toronto.
That's right.
Or our son over there is, he's all of a sudden really taken to the Pittsburgh Penguins. So, actually, that son, he changes teams. Whichever team is winning at the time is when he goes.
There's a lot of kids do that.
He always backs that winner.
Sure.
He's a good Fire fan, too.
Now, there you go. There's a great team.
Oh, yeah.
There's some good hockey players.
If they could win at home, they'd be a good team.
Well, they need a home to play in, I think.
Well, maybe that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. They could play away from home. They can win away
that's
from
right.
home.
That's right. They play in these nice facilities. And then when they get home, they realize, well, how come we're not good enough for an arena? That's what I like. When I go see those games, I'm thinking, wow, this place is... It's got history and it's got a feel to it, but still, it was like Tiger Stadium. You know, it's nice and it's old and it's really, you know, gives you a sense of the history, but you really need the modern facilities.
It's outlived its usefulness, I think.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying, yeah. For sure.
My favorite part of the whole thing is the Zamboni. I always love them things. I remember my brother and I, when we were little, I think we got a Hot Wheels Zamboni.
No.
It was in heaven.
Did it have mags on it?
It did have, like, flashy wheels, I think.
Make sure see if they leave a spot that they miss.
Yeah, do you complain about that?
No.
Ever yell at a coach?
No.
You hit anybody? No.
Would you like to yell at a coach?
No.
No, I'm just kidding.
No. I figure it's house league.
Sure, that's right.
It's supposed to be fun.
It's all
kids.
Fun. That's right. What was I going to say about the Zamboni was, the parents come in and you're captivated by the Zamboni because there's nothing else to watch.
That's right.
It's a vehicle driving around inside
the
building.
And I don't think the Zamboni guy gets enough
knowledge. I like games like this where the kids spend more time in the penalty box than on the ice.
this game seems to be pretty steady. I'm trying to keep an eye on the board because my son is playing also right now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
She's supposed to be fun. Our kids don't usually check.
He scores!
Ah. Now, our kids don't normally check, so this is a big challenge for them. That's why we have elbows in the heads and we've got slashing on the ankles, and they don't check normally.
It looks like we got like three guys in a penalty box.
Seem to be a lot more people in the penalty box now that the rules have changed.
Yes.
I don't know much about the rule changes.
Well, the thing is, if you don't have any checking, that's the whole thing. It's a totally different game when you add that into it, whereas when you have checking, the referee's got to be pretty much on top of it.
These guys, well, I don't know about the Bell River program, but our program, we don't have checking in House League.
Right.
So they have to learn to do it, to come here.
To play in the tournament. That's pretty good that they're doing it, though.
As long as nobody gets hurt, that's all I care.
No one's going to get hurt.
It's all fun and games till somebody loses an eye.
No broken arms or legs.
Yeah.
They got to go back to school in a couple weeks.
Oh, you can go to school with a broken arm. Just kidding.
Did you go to school with a broken arm?
As long as it was my left arm, I guess. Okay. Yeah. Bring my little microtrack with me, take notes.
Break an arm if it's not the one that you have to write with.
Right, right.
That's no fun.
Whoa.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your time.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Thanks. Oh, we do an internet radio show called The Jabbercast. This week's show is on Hockey Moms. So we just want to talk to some Hockey Moms about hockey and their kids playing hockey. And what's your name?
It's Jay.
She's a Belver mom.
How many kids do you have that play?
Just one.
Is it a big chore for you at all to get your son ready, or is it all he's...
Actually...
How long has he been playing for?
Playing since he was five.
So I imagine it's gotten a little easier now that they get older.
Much easier as they get older.
Right. Okay.
You don't have to, stay for practices if you don't want to. You can drop them off and they can take care of themselves. So
yeah.
And, it gets a lot easier. When they're little, it's a little tougher. But as they get older, it gets easier and easier.
Does he play other sports as well?
Yeah, he plays golf, actually, competitively. And then... just like house league sports at school. So.
Right, okay. Not baseball, soccer, nothing like that, but the golf is on a league of some kind? Or
He golfs on a league. Yeah. He has a membership out in Tilbury, actually. And he golfs in all the local tournaments, whatever ones he can get in.
That's pretty good. Usually we find it's soccer, baseball, football, stuff, but golf is...
Golf is cool.
Yeah, golf is cool.
Golf is cool.
Yeah, he comes from a golfing family. Golf is cool. He's had a membership since he was four, actually. So he's golfed every year.
What does he like better, golf or hockey?
He likes both. He likes hockey in the winter, and he loves golf in the summer.
Does he plan on playing either one, maybe professionally? Does he feel he's good enough, or do you?
I don't think he ever has aspirations of playing professional, no. He just does it recreationally.
That's good. Did you want him to play, to get involved in like sports or a league sports at some point in time, like when he was younger, or was it his idea?
No, when he was younger, it was our idea, but there's just things that he stuck with. At one point in hockey, he decided he wasn't going to play 1 year, and I had already signed him up, and I said, well, you already signed up, play one more year, and then if you don't want to play... You don't have to, but...
And he's kept at it.
He changed his mind after another year.
That's good.
And which number is your son? Who's your son again? I'm sorry.
Gage.
Gage. Yeah, right.
Number
this is
11. Yes.
I used to be in a band, and I used to have a drummer, and that's his nephew that's
right,
out there.
That's my brother-in-law, yeah.
Yes. So he was at the game this morning that these guys played. So what gives him the inspiration to play?
He's an only child, so I think he likes the camaraderie of coming out and just being with kids his own age. And at this age, it has a lot to do with being competitive. I think boys, as they get older, get more and more competitive. So it's about pushing himself and trying to be better than the next guy, really.
Yep.
So I think that's what really drives him at this point.
Sure. I've noticed that, too. Yeah.
How much do you follow hockey? Do you follow any like pro hockey or NHL?
Do you like hockey?
Yeah,
we're big Toronto Maple Leafs fans.
Yeah.
We watch Hockey Night in Canada every week, and in my house there's a lot of sports. We're always watching SportsCenter or TSN. So hockey, we're big football fans too.
Is your son's favorite team same as yours?
Well, mine's the same as his because
yours is the same as his. Okay,
I always go with whatever he's going with. So he's a Denver Broncos fan for football.
Oh yeah,
Toronto Maple Leafs for hockey, and. Yeah, we watch a lot of sports at home. Car racing, golf, we'll watch whatever.
Does he travel at all playing hockey? Or
This year he is an alternate player for a Bell River team, mm-hmm. For the Bantam team. So he does get an opportunity to play in a few away games with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's played in about three, I think, this year.
And you go to those games?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
So quite involved, yeah.
Do you what do you think of the whole arena hockey mom thing? Do you enjoy it, or do you just put up with it, or?
No, I enjoy it. I think I. I always look forward to coming to his games and seeing him. And you know, the older he gets, I keep him at. He's going to be in high school next year,
mm-hmm.
and I just keep thinking, you know, there's only probably another maybe 3 or 4 years of me coming here and watching him play House Lake before it's all over. So it kind of goes by fast. I'll miss it when it's done, for sure.
You ever had it out with a coach or anything like that? Have you ever been upset with any decisions made by any anything like that? No, never took a swing at anybody or anything.
I've loved them all, but I've never had the I've never had the want or the need to go up and do it. And I think most importantly in hockey is I tell him his coach is his coach, and you do what the coach says.
Yeah.
And I know some parents sometimes get a little crazy. I've seen parents do that, and I just don't think it's fun for anybody that way. And
I think you're right
for your kid. So, I mean, you know what? They got to grow up eventually, and you're going to have to deal with different people, not just in hockey, but in your life. So, and you're not going to like or agree with everybody all the time, but sometimes you just have to do, you know, what you have to do. So,
good attitude. We appreciate your time.
Yeah,
thank you
a
very
lot.
Much.
Here at the arena, there's two kinds of people that watch their kids play. There's the hockey moms, and they sit under the heaters over there on the seats.
Yep.
Then there's the hockey dads who bring their kids here without the hockey moms.
Yeah.
And these dads typically stand on the boards.
Uh-huh.
I'm
seeing that right now.
Over here, that's for hockey moms. And if you're with your wife, you sit with your wife and she's sitting in the stands.
And you're sitting under the heaters up there as well.
And you're sitting under the heaters. But where's guys? They're the guys, you know? Hey, we're the guys. We stand over by the boards.
The guys.
Yeah, so they stand
over. It's a tougher spot here, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. How you doing? We're doing a little internet radio show. Just going to ask you, a couple questions about parents at their kids' hockey games. It's called the Jabbercast, and we just do a different topic every week. And this week we're doing hockey moms, so we're just going to record the show here at the arena. We just figured
he's not a hockey mom.
No, he's not a hockey mom. He's a hockey dad. And that's right.
Oh, okay. We'll ask her one.
Yeah, we'll ask her a question too. So, just for the record, what's your name?
Mark.
And this, by the way, this is Jeff here. Jeff,
nice
Mark.
To meet you, Mark.
And your son, of course, is playing hockey. Do you have any other sons that play hockey?
Yes, I have a 22-year-old that plays hockey with me.
With you?
Yes, we play hockey on the same team together.
Oh, is it pickup or is it
pickup hockey Wednesday night? Yeah.
Cool.
Does your son playing now? Does he aspire to play pro hockey?
Oh, sure. They all do at this age, don't they?
I think there's a competitive thing out there for sure. And what is your son? And what do you think of the new rules that have been put in place this year?
I think it's good for it's a good thing, because it was getting out of hand, so they had to control it somehow, and I think the rules benefit the game.
Do you think there was a problem before this?
I don't know if there was so much of a problem. I think it's just cleaning up the game a little bit to make it faster and more enjoyable, I think it is. It's a definite improvement.
So it's basically a change right from the NHL all the way down then?
That's correct.
And what do you think of NHL hockey now that it's, you know, there's all those wacky rules, shootouts, and, you know, it's really tight as far as what you can do and what you can't do?
I kind of like it. It makes the game a little bit more enjoyable. It's too bad there's so many penalties called and it slows down the game a little bit, but maybe eventually the guys are going to learn to clean it up, you know, stay clean and stay out of the box and make it a more enjoyable game, make it a faster-paced game. And
yeah, once these guys get up to that age, guys in this age bracket, they'll be used to playing this kind of game, yeah. So do you like hanging out at the arena?
Sure, love it. No choice.
How long have you been playing hockey?
I've been playing hockey since I've been about 12 years old.
Yeah?
I don't want to tell you how old I am now, though.
You don't look all that old. Was it your idea to get your kids into sports at some point in time?
Well,
we
grew up playing hockey, like I say, on the river and in town here locally. And the kids just...
So will you be upset if your son decided to stop playing hockey?
Not at all. Not at all. He's had a good run. And as long as he picks something else up, some other sport or some other hobby in life, I'll be happy.
I was going to ask, does he play any other sports?
Yes, he plays football as well.
Yeah? School football? Or?
Yeah, high school football. Yeah. Yeah.
Good. And what about your older son? Is he involved in any other sports? Or?
No, that's it for now. Just pick up hockey, and he's got a steady job. So
that's good. So he played he played on local league
just here,
quite
pick
some
up
time.
Hockey Wednesday nights, That's all it is.
No, but your son, I mean, your older son before he went
to... Before he played travel hockey.
Travel, yeah.
Through the minor system here.
So do you know of a fun... I was just explaining to our listeners how there's a phenomenon of dads hanging out the boards, moms hang out in the stands. Do you notice that?
Oh, well, yeah, I guess I do a little bit, since I am standing here in the corner here.
It's more like a guy thing, I think, standing around, as opposed to sitting, maybe. I don't know. Or the heat thing, the women like to... Be where maybe where it's a little warmer.
Sure.
Most of them anyway.
Yeah, I think so. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it. Thanks. All right, we do an online radio show, and it's called The Jabbercast, and this week we're doing on hockey moms. You both hockey moms or no? No? Oh. Just you the hockey mom.
No, we both are.
Yeah, both are. Okay, what's your name?
Galen.
And how many kids do you have playing?
Two. One.
Have they played a long time or?
Yes, since they were toddlers. Yeah,
years.
Four, five.
Yeah. And do you have other kids that play?
No.
Just one? Or two for you? And,
yeah, two.
And you?
Just one.
And one, okay, yeah. And no girls playing hockey?
My daughter did play, but not anymore.
Your daughter did play?
She did play for a little while, and then she didn't. She stopped.
How come she doesn't play anymore?
She wanted to do dance instead.
Dance?
So how old is your daughter?
She is turning 11.
Okay. So how many years did she play?
She played for 3 years.
Well, that's awesome. Because Jeff's kind of surprised at how many girls actually play hockey.
Yeah.
Well, I played Riverside Minor for 5 years when I was a kid, but then I don't have kids or anything. I don't really follow junior hockey at all, and then I was surprised to find so many girls playing hockey.
My daughter never played. She wanted to do taekwondo instead, so.
She's into more forceful.
Gets pretty forceful here, too.
So what do you think your son's inspiration for playing is?
His inspiration?
Yeah. Is he pushed to do it, or he wants to do it on his own?
No, he would choose hockey over anything else. He gave up travel hockey, though, so he could do other things as well.
Oh, so he knows how to keep everything in moderation.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
but
pretty good. That learns.
He definitely wouldn't give up the hockey for anything, I don't think.
That's great.
Do you guys find it a chore at all to get to the games? Pack the kids up and do the morning practices and all those things, like, all those things that come with the kids playing hockey?
No, I don't. My husband coaches, so he takes them. So,
yeah, I think we had a little struggle at one point with one child, something hockey dominating things. So we just split off, and they do that, and we do something else. And if we can be here, great. But I just don't have the expectation that I have to be at every game because we have another child.
Right. I think we're finding a lot of the hockey moms seem to say that when the kids were younger, it was a little harder because the kids weren't as independent. So, and now they seem to be taking care of all their equipment and getting ready and stuff like that themselves.
Yeah, that would be true when they were younger. But now that they're older and they're fine, they do it all on their own. And sometimes we even just drop them off if we have to for practices, and then they can get ready themselves.
Yeah, it's good when they get older.
So, any pro aspirations?
No. No, none whatsoever. We're just enjoying House League.
It's all for fun, huh?
It's all for fun, yeah.
That's great. Do you follow hockey yourself?
I do. I was just telling her, actually, during the playoffs. I don't watch it regularly, but when it's a do-or-die situation, then I really like it. sorry.
Favorite team?
Toronto Maple Leafs.
Favorite team?
I actually only watch hockey because my son plays it. I would watch football if it was just to watch a game. But if he's playing hockey, I'll watch his. No, I don't watch it on TV. Too many fights.
Favorite football team?
We're putting you on the spot
been
now.
It's a long time, yeah. I wouldn't want to say because it would be embarrassing.
I'm a fan of the Detroit Lions. I'm a Detroit Lions fan.
You're a diehard fan. Then.
I am diehard.
They all play on Sunday.
Hit them.
21. It was like minutes to go. Sure enough, they lost.
How do you feel about the rules, the changing of the rules in hockey now?
I think they're for the good. I mean, the hitting from behind is perfect. It stops injuries and stuff like that. So, yeah, I have no problem with the rules.
Do you think it makes it for a better game or what?
I wouldn't be able to say. I don't think I've been followed that part of it enough.
It's more hockey now, I think.
So you don't notice the change? Is that what you're saying?
Like I said, I'm not a hockey person.
No, no, no.
I basically follow the puck. And
have you ever?
Because the other thing is that from
have you ever had any kind of conflict?
He's getting older, and so the rules are changing just because of the age levels. So I don't know what the rules were for this league before.
Right.
Right. I'm just seeing his particular hockey getting
right. Yeah.
Bigger and harder and rougher.
from my perspective, because I don't follow it otherwise. So just it should be fair, and it should be, you know, I like to see somebody who's technically good at what they do rather than just blowing everybody out of
right. But some people are good at being a big lug out there, like my kid.
Have you ever had any arguments or anything, or felt like the coach maybe was out of line in any way?
No. My husband's on the coaching bench, so I better not have any arguments.
Do you ever yell at your husband for the way
no,
he coaches?
No, I do not.
For other things, the dishes and the laundry and the...
No. I personally think a lot of times the parents are just way too hard on the coaches. No, I think I've sat in the stands, and when I listen to the stuff they say about the coaches, it's just like, if you want to go over there and try doing that, then you can, you know, say that. But I haven't seen anything that warranted us getting involved. Because we're looking at it from our kids' perspective. I don't know what's going on with all the other kids, and you can't be objective, you know, because you're too invested in your own...
Right.
Your own situation, so...
Okay, well, we appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. The Zamboni. I've been waiting all night for the Zamboni.
This week's Jabberquill brought to you by Andre Lanoux, Mackie Sheveld, and Lolly Ford.
This week's Jabber Quote brought to you by the Zamboni. Actually, it's brought to you by Stephen Larry.
Stephen Larry, Zamboni sales.
Zamboni sales.
You think with a name like Zamboni, there'd be like more like songs and poems about him, you know? Rhymes with macaroni.
Yeah, there's, well.
Lonely, bony, zony,
phony. Sony.
The list goes on.
This week's Jabber Quote
is, it's not if you win or lose, but how you play the game.
That's right. And is it really?
Well, I'll tell you.
How you play the game?
In House League, I think it is how you play the game. I think as it's more competitive in travel hockey, it's definitely if you win or lose, because you're traveling like forever and a day, and it costs like big bucks.
Right.
So you want to be winning out there. And if you're playing travel, you do have aspirations to be pro.
Right.
Because why would you invest that much money and time unless
time,
you...
Time, effort, money, sure, everything.
Exactly. So you want to be noticed, you got to be on a winning team, or you got to have some really good stats out there, that's for sure. But as far as Hartsley goes, I think it's definitely how you... You know, it's not winning or losing, that's for sure. But this week we're at a tournament, so a tournament, it's all about winning.
Like, that's right, it's all about winning. But as far as anything, maybe not even sports or playing
right,
hockey,
let's get out of the sports realm and just apply it to general living.
Yeah, dissecting this a little bit, we kind of come to the conclusion that the way that you play and playing fair, those types of things are more important than actually the winning or the losing.
That's right. You there's a lot of...
how you hold yourself and...
There's a lot of aspects of our life, like the government, politics, corporate life. It's too much of a winning or losing. Like the moral fiber of our society, I think, is too much about winning. It should be more how you play the game, how you live your life.
How you live your life, how you get along, how you...
Yeah. You got to answer to yourself at some point, you know. To what length will you go to win? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, it's about moderation. Yes, you want to win. You want to strive to be a better person in many ways, but you also got to watch how you carry yourself and how you treat other people.
That's right.
Right. You don't want to be like the big goon on the hockey rink, just mowing people down, elbow in the face, watching.
Yeah, you're always winning, but you got no friends, nobody likes it.
That's right. You're watching for when the ref isn't looking your way, and then you hit somebody.
Yeah, right. You see a lot of that in sports, even. Look at the soccer game, France and Italy there.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Oh, you didn't see the World Cup stuff there?
Oh, in World Cup. Yeah. I thought I meant like there was a hockey game or a soccer game just recently.
Oh, no, sorry, no.
Okay.
But, yeah, well, there you have the Jabber Quote this week.
Brought to you by Stephen Larry Zamboni Sales at the corner of Bell River Road and Notre Dame.
I'm going to pick one up today.
Was that in blue or red?
Blue. Blue and white.
Blue Zamboni.
Next week's show is, we're on the Bullies next week.
On with the Bullies.
School Bullies next week.
And actually, that's not going to be next week. It's going to be in a few days. Sunday.
Well, true, yeah, because we had the problem. So this show is, as we mentioned on Sunday, that this show is, or I mentioned on Sunday, this show will be up on Thursday.
Thursday, yes.
Which is right now when you're listening to it, perhaps. In just a few days, Sunday morning, you can get in on the show live, or if you want beforehand, leave us a message right on the contact page with our little recorder there.
My jingo!
Of course, you know, like we mentioned at the beginning of the show, 10:30 Sunday mornings, you can get on the show live through AOL Instant Messenger.
Or you can Skype us, or you can get on the MSN Messenger. But I think we should...
And iChat for the Mac users.
Yeah, and iChat for the... Well, yeah. Well, Skype is Skype, and AIM and Skype, is iChat, for
Skype,
sure.
Yep.
And our username for all those things is The Jabbercast.
That's right. Failed to mention that in the beginning of the show, but...
So add your buddy, add your contact, and the username is The Jabbercast, and you'll be able to see us there around 10:30 on Sunday mornings.
That's right. And next week's... or in a few days, like we mentioned, the show on Sunday will be bullying school bullies.
Yep.
And it's part one of a two-parter?
Probably.
Possibly?
Possibly. We'll see how it goes on Sunday. You know, that's the whole thing about the Jabbercast. We're flexible.
Yeah, then the following week, we should have the part two, bullies in the workplace. Workplace and, bullies.
Yeah, non-school related bullies.
Non-school related, sure.
Yeah.
That would actually be good, non-school related, because that can pertain to anywhere and
exactly.
anything, really.
Yeah.
Like at the border or something.
Yeah, that's
customs
for sure. That's a good one.
Like that,
I definitely want to go off about that.
Some of the power trippers there tend to like to bully a little bit.
Sure, speaking of going
off. And police and things like that.
Yep, that's gonna be good, I think. So please join us for that, and I'd just like to thank everybody for listening.
Yeah, we really appreciate all the hockey moms, actually.
I'd
like to say thanks to them
for sure.
taking the time to talk to us, especially during a
tournament.
Tournament.
Yeah, they're talking to us, but they're looking over our shoulder and watching.
Yeah, for sure.
That was funny when there was only one goal by the other team, the non-home team, and we heard it. We got to make sure we put that on there for sure. That was funny. It was like deafening.
So, yeah, we really appreciate that, and you're probably listening to the Jabbercast for the first time, and we hope you tune in again sometime.
Sure.
And
subscribe on iTunes.
Keep listening to Big JD and Lippo at the Jabbercast. We'll see you Sunday.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.